Minute Writing School, Part 2. Don't get it right, get it written.
Okay, this is part 2, and this time I want to talk about writing your first draft. I'm assuming you've come up with some lovely characters and, you know, work well in your test scenes. I'm just quitting up on test scenes, actually. Test scenes are a good way to obviously test how your characters are working with one another. But they're also a nice thing to send off to producers, just to give them an idea of what a sitcom could be, and ask them, you know, do you want me to write a pilot? Chances are they'll say no or yes. Gosh, I'm kind of on mission to try that. But yeah, first draft. My philosophy is don't get it right, get it written. That sounds like a pat theory, but my thinking is that at least once you've written it, you know what's wrong with it. You can't really see what's wrong with it with a script until you've seen the script. Sounds ridiculous, obviously, but you know, don't get it right, get it written. Planning, that's kind of unique to everyone, really. Some people will like to plan the story beat for beat, have backstories for each plot, have backstories for each character, be very anal about it and know exactly where everything's going. Some people will have nothing. I like to kind of just see where it's going, but I also do like to have a plan. So even if it's half a page, just quickly outlining, not even scene by scene, but plot point for plot point almost. Each act, each kind of notion of the story, you know, what propels it forward. And at least that way you'll get an idea of where it lags and where it needs to be speed up or slowed down before you've written it. And that'll obviously become more clear as you write it. Structure, the structure of a sitcom, less important to the niche channels than maybe the main broadcasters. But even some of the weirdest sitcoms have a defined structure. They have a beginning, they have a middle, they have an end. They have a problem, they have a resolution. They have plots, they have payoffs. I'll talk about that in another broadcast, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, just think about the flow of the plot. I mean, there's no point in having a scene unless that scene is propelling the action forward. Don't waste time in the scene either. You need to cut into a scene just as the action is about to happen and cut away from it as the action finishes. Don't have three pages either side of the action. Unless that's kind of part of the theme of the show. But to the best of your abilities, try not to have all this wastage around the point. Now, you look at an episode of Seinfeld, you compare an early episode to a later episode, the scenes in series 9 compared to series 1 are just bang 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 bang. Just so much going on that they've got to cut each scene to a plot point, and have a joke, move on, plot point, plot point, plot point. Whereas in the earlier episodes, and you know, part of the charm of what it was and what it you could expand the characters a bit more and they had a bit more time, and that's why the later episodes worked so well, because you got to know the characters very well through the earlier episodes. But each of those episodes, also, although they're ostensibly about nothing, there was stuff happening all the time, just moving it on. Write your first draft and say don't get it right, just get it written, get through it, do it as quick as possible. Try not to tinker as you write, just write it. I mean, you can always come back and tinker if you, you know, get stuck. If you do get stuck and you can't think of what someone would say, or there's not an obvious joke in someone's speech or retort, just simply leave a note for yourself, insert joke here. It doesn't matter that it's not there. If it's what's stopping you moving on, just put that and just move on. Then just leave it. Leave it for a few days. Leave it for a week. Come back to it and reread it. Notice what's working, what's not. Scrawl as many notes across it as possible. Don't read it off your screen. Print it up. and write all over the script. You can be really anal, you can put asterisks next to where you think there's a laugh, and if you, you know, if it, you can visually see then the rhythm of the scenes, and you can see, okay, well, there's no laugh here for half a page, so you know, I can put it here. Talk quickly about format. If you format your script to BBC standards, you'll get the point where it's about a page per minute, and you'll be able to see how long it is between jokes. I'm not going to say count your jokes, but you know, if there's three pages where there's no jokes, then it's a comedy. There needs to be jokes, so put them in. If you can't write in that format, that's fine, but just try and work out how much of your page is sort of screen time. Rewrite it, leave it, then get a second opinion. Now you need to get someone you can trust to read it, not someone who's going to be nice and say, oh, it was really good, I really liked it, because that's useless. You need someone who's going to say, yeah, I liked it, but page 7 is a waste of space and I don't understand why this character is doing what he's doing. You need to get someone who has an objective and critical opinion of it, and someone who can articulate their thoughts on it. If you've got any sort of relationships with producers, then use them. They'll happily read it, I'm sure, if they're not busy, and we'll be able to give you a more professional feedback. And don't, for the life of you, take any criticism of the script as personal criticism. They're giving you feedback on your script, they're not giving you feedback on you as a writer. Hopefully they're trusting you to take that advice or take their opinions and work it into something better. Not necessarily work it into what they've said, but for you to take on board what they've said and to work it into something better. And then move on. That's your first episode. You need to find out whether or not it's sustainable. Write 3, maybe 4 episodes. Write them in the same manner. Keep coming back to the previous episode as you do the next one. And then once you've got 4 or 5 scripts, even if they're very, very first draft and rough, you know that it's sustainable. Go back to your first script, knowing your characters, knowing them 4 episodes down the line, and see if that pilot script represents what the sitcom has become. And you know, if it doesn't, rewrite it, or pick a later episode that's better and make that your starting point. You can always take earlier plots and developments and put them later, or you can do them as flashbacks later on down the line. Your first episode doesn't necessarily have to be the first episode you write, of course. So your objective is to present a very good script, an enjoyable read to the person that's reading it. More often than not, that'll be a reader if you've sent it on spec to a company or to the BBC. Do send it to the BBC, because they will give you a nice sort of feedback report on it. They'll tell you what's good, what's bad, whether or not it's a workable idea. Use the BBC Writers Room. It is a very good. It's www.bbc.co.uk/writers, I believe, or it's Writers Room. There's a link on the website, on my website.
Life has been cancelled.